Some of the most popular music associated with Europe had its origins in the U.S. Rock historian Ed Ward, who's now based in Germany, has this report on the history of techno music.
Contemporary pop genres, perhaps none is so misunderstood in America as that which has come to be known as techno. As far as the average American music listener is concerned, techno is anything with electronics and a beat, and it usually comes from Germany or England. And despite the fact that this music is a major part of the pop landscape in Europe, it's almost totally failed to catch on in the States. That's why most people are amazed to learn that techno started as not only an American musical form, but a black one at that. In the mid-70s, the Detroit black music scene was a seriously weird place. Dominated by the twin poles of Parliament Funkadelic and their loony space opera fantasy, and the equally glitzy disco scene, it seemed like a hard thing to break into for a young creative musician. Rock radio in Detroit was also fairly odd, and things got played there that didn't get played anywhere else in the country. Kraftwerk, an odd German duo playing synthesizers, were on the very margins of the rock world. Yet in both New York, where Trans Europe Express would be reworked into Planet Rock, and Detroit, they had black fans. In the hands of New York's Afrika Bambaataa and others, this led to a small offshoot of disco that became known as electro. Meanwhile, in Chicago, another form of disco emerged, a high-energy sound called house. House never really took off outside Chicago until the early 80s when European DJs started playing it, but in Detroit, the rivalry with Chicago was enough to spawn a house scene a few years later. Inner City, a Detroit house group, was moderately successful, and among their producers was Kevin Saunderson. Saunderson took an electro approach with the group, using the primitive synthesizers at his disposal, and other young would-be dance music producers took note. Among them was Juan Atkins, who had worked with Saunderson on Inner City. Techno music, an early Juan Atkins record, gave the genre its name, and suddenly Detroit's disco sounded very odd indeed. hardcore, perhaps a half dozen people, started making stripped-down, minimalistic records like Rhythm is Rhythm's It Is What It Is, and releasing them under a multiplicity of names to make the scene seem bigger than it was. Perhaps the most important record to come out of this scene was Model 500's No UFOs in 1986. Aggressive, hard-edged, and rhythmically driven, it immediately struck a chord in German ears, since it was an obvious update of Kraftwerk's sound. The discos in cities like Berlin and Frankfurt took to this music immediately, and a bond was established between Berlin and Detroit that remains to this day. The new generation of Detroiters like Underground Resistance headed straight for Germany to release their records, and Berlin DJs like Dr. Mata produced their own records in Detroit style. Today, techno is perhaps the first truly international pop style due to its lack of vocals, and it's fragmented into styles like trance, ambient, and jungle. In the U.S., Juan Atkins and his friends have had to buy time on a Detroit radio station just to get their music played in their hometown, but their invention now grooves the whole planet.
Ed Ward writes about music from Berlin.